So, I was on Facebook, and okay, before I even get into what I saw on Facebook, let me explain to you guys the dynamics and the personality that I have on the different platforms. So, I'm not really active on Twitter. I need to change that. 2024, I might change that. Can't make no promises, right? Snapchat gets a lot of like my intimate personal thoughts. More often than not, I'll post something on Snapchat that I don't necessarily post on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram, I say wild shit and I repost wild shit, but I've been in Facebook jail so many times that I kind of be treading lightly. I try not to be too wild on Facebook as I have in the past. But, I mean, I don't know. People still call me wild, so clearly I'm able to maintain that. Now, Instagram, I do post way more often on Instagram, I think, than any other platform. But with Instagram, I can't participate in like community in the sense of like groups and stuff like that, right? So like on Facebook, I'm in like different groups. Now, back to the start of this story, right? So I'm in this lifestyle group on Facebook. So y'all know I done went to sex parties in Chicago, and there are a couple different lifestyle groups in Chicago. They throw lifestyle parties, and I've only been to one, but I recently became aware of the Black and Brown groups that are throwing these parties. So I've been added to these groups. I've been in the other group that I was in was like a smaller group, and I'm still in it. So let me not say was in, like I'm still in a smaller group, but that group hasn't really thrown events. However, the larger groups on Facebook that I'm in, they throw events. So I was actually super curious to kind of see what's to these parties that the Black and Brown people be throwing, right? So I still have not gone to a party yet, but I know it's going to happen really soon, probably within the next month or so. I plan on attending a party. I will let you guys know how it goes, because the parties that I've gone to in Chicago in the past have been predominantly non-Black. All right, that's it. Scrolling on Facebook, and someone made a post in this particular lifestyle group and said, stop looking in lifestyle groups for a spouse. And I was like, Like, I was confused by that. I was confused by the statement. I was confused by I was just confused by it, right? Now, at first I wasn't gonna comment. And then I went to the comment section because I'm like, this is kind of triggering me a little bit. Because why would you say this, right? Don't tell me what I shouldn't do. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. Don't tell me don't come looking in this group for a spouse. Because what if I found a spouse? I want a spouse. So I goes into the comment section and I'm reading some of the comments. And some people are agreeing and some people are confused, as I am, right? And I try to, again, ask myself, why does this upset me a little bit, right? And not even upset, but why does this make me turn my head at someone saying this, right? First, I had to think about the fact that it was a man who said this, right? So the fact that a man said this made me go like, okay.
It's your freak hostess, Jody, and you're tuned into Provocative.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I will marry a nigga off some dick because everything else we can work on.
And I have sporadic periods of excessive masturbation. I really like how that just sounded. If I fuck you once and it's good, I'm gonna keep fucking you. Cause I didn't start sucking dick until college.
Blew that man's butthole. That shit is wicked. That shit is...
I think that it's bizarre when you know you live a certain life and you think that your spouse can't be from a similar kind of lifestyle as well. Let me attempt to elaborate on what I mean by that, right? For example, myself. I know the type of life that I have now. I know the type of life that I want moving forward. I know that there's only certain types of individuals that will be able to fit into this lifestyle that I'm creating for myself, right? More specifically, I am a kinky person. I would not be able to sustain a relationship with someone who is going to judge me because I like to do the kinky shit that I like to do. So I can't be with someone that has an issue with, you know, let's threesomes, for example. I like threesomes. I like threesomes. I like group sex. I like having sex in front of people. Like, I'm a voyeur. I'm an exhibitionist. I might want to go to a party where I just watch people have sex. I don't want you looking at me weird or like I'm, you know, passing judgment on me or making me feel bad. First of all, you can't make me feel bad because this is, you got to leave. Like, you're not going to make me feel bad about what I'm into. Like, you can leave. Like, we don't have to do this. But I can't be with someone that doesn't understand me, right? I can't live a life where my sexual desires and the things that turn me on have to take a back seat, because I wouldn't want to be with someone who has to put their own, you know, bury away their own pleasures, their desires for my sake. I don't want them to live a life like that. So why would I even subject myself to it? So there's that, right? Also, I think it's super bizarre as well, because the only person that people that are in the lifestyle are going to understand other people in the lifestyle. It's way harder to communicate and explain lifestyle to people that don't understand it. Like, if you're new to it and you're curious about it, that's one thing. But then imagine you are dating, you're courting somebody, and they are completely opposed to it. But this is a big part of your identity. There's going to be some incompatibility there. Like, it's going to exist. And so, again, when he said, don't go to the lifestyle looking for a, you know, a partner. Then when I went back later in the day, I saw that he clarified it a little bit more and said, in quotations, don't go to the lifestyle looking for a potentially monogamous partner. I think that's bullshit too. Like, I didn't even like when he, don't come here looking for monogamy. The possibility of what your relationship can look like is only going to be determined by you and your partner, right? So, for example, I identify as non-monogamous, right? Even though I identify as non-monogamous, which is technically under the lifestyle umbrella, right? That is, you know, I practice ethical non-monogamy. What that also means is it does not mean that I can't practice monogamy. It does not mean that, I'll never be monogamous. That's not what that means. What non-monogamy means is that I don't have to be in a relationship to have sex with someone. That's all that means. Like, first of all, monogamy is all about marriage anyways. And if you are not married and you having sex, guess what? You're not monogamous. Like, if we really want to be like if we really want to go by the definition, right? Monogamy is all about marriage. And if you're talking about, again, just on a relationship basis, and you're like, oh, I want a, you know, monogamous relationship. Like, what? Like, monogamy is all about marriage. But let's talk about the social definition, right? We're not going to talk about the literal definition. We're going to talk about the social definition. Monogamy just means don't cheat, right? But if you practice ethical non-monogamy, that could mean, I communicate with my partner that I have this sexual desire to, for example, participate in a threesome. I might want to bring someone in. And that's why I don't like when, you know, the people that are not in this lifestyle or kink community start saying stuff like, oh, a threesome ain't nothing but supervised cheating. Like, no, it's not. If you don't, it's okay for you to say that you don't like to participate in those types of activities, but also you shouldn't shame people that like to participate in those types of activities, right? Me, I'm someone who likes to participate in activities like that. I like for my sexual experiences to be heightened, fun, spontaneous, adventurous, all that shit. Guess what? Sometimes it means that it can't just be two of us involved. We need an extra person. And that's going to be fun. Like, that's not something that you do all of the time, but at least with me, that's something that I want to participate in a couple times here and there. I'm kind of whimsical. So because I'm whimsical when it comes to sex, I know that I need a partner that understands my whims. I could go 2-3 weeks without sex. I can go 2-3 weeks without sex, but then turn around and like want to have sex like for hours, or, you know, like I'm whimsical. So again, if I have a partner that doesn't understand that about me, then that might, you know, that might cause some issues down the line. So I think about it from that perspective when he said like, oh, you know, don't look for a potentially monogamous partner in the lifestyle. I don't think that has anything to do with anything. Just because you're in the lifestyle does not mean that you are not monogamous. It doesn't mean that you are. It just means that you don't view sex and relationships in a conventional way, right? Even when it comes to when people throw the word poly around, right? Because it's levels to that. And I've talked about that before. You could be polyamorous. You could practice polyfidelity. You could be polyopen. You could be polyclosed. You could be poly solo. You could be by yourself. You are single and you can be poly, right? Because there are levels to it. There are levels to it. And the more we communicate about it and the more we understand, right, and we're sharing the right information and not information out of fear or jealousy or shame, then we're able to get closer to a better understanding of what's going to work for us in our relationship dynamics and our sex dynamics, right? So the point that I'm getting at is that regardless of which route you choose when it comes to your sexual expression, right? Make sure that you are confident in the choices that you make for yourself, okay? But also be mindful that other people are going to see things differently than you. And the only way for you to really find your tribe, your people, is to be yourself. Because I definitely feel like you can find a partner in lifestyle. I honestly think that the more I'm myself, the more I'm going to find someone that is going to appreciate me for being myself. See, that's the issue now. People be low-key poly, or, you know, you either poly trying to pretend like you monogamous, or you monogamous trying to pretend like you poly. And that's where a lot of confusion come in, because now y'all just some fucking liars. Y'all just some fucking liars, because you're lying to yourself and you lying to the people around you. For example, when it comes to the poly community, it's super important for you to be honest with yourself and all your partners, because you're exchanging energy with multiple people. It's super important to be transparent and honest, especially because if y'all poly and however many partners you have, everybody is down for what y'all doing, why are you lying? Like, there's no reason to lie. Like, first of all, when you poly, you got to be good at time management, because you're supposed to dedicate the appropriate amount of attention to each of your partners anyways. And everybody knows, like, okay, if I was in a poly situation, if I know my days are Tuesday and Thursday, then guess what? My days are Tuesday and Thursday. I'm not feeling no type of way on a Sunday, on a Wednesday. And if I am feeling some type of way, if I am feeling jealous, because that is a very human reaction, that is a very human emotion, we are adults and we should be able to talk through that in a way that is productive and moves the conversation forward and doesn't just, you know, mess up the dynamics of our relationship, right? But I definitely think that when it comes to poly, people are more honest. The issue is that there are traditionally monogamous people using poly as a scapegoat to cheat, which is not the same. That is not the same, right? You're not poly. You're just a fucking liar. Be real with yourself. If you are not really about that life, stop. Stop. You're messing it up for the people that are. Like, I remember when I first realized that I was non-monogamous, because I don't identify as poly. I do not identify as poly. I identify as non-monogamous. However, I still want to experience a poly situation, right? Because as I've said multiple times on previous episodes, I'll try anything once, twice if I like it. And yeah, I want to experience having a poly situation. I want a boyfriend and a girlfriend. That's what I want. I want to experience that. I want to see how that change in a relationship dynamic, how I'm going to operate within that space, right? But also, I think that I'm probably the perfect person to do that with, because I am open-minded. I am someone who can be a team player. I can be a bit of a brat. But I definitely think that when everyone is moving towards a common goal, I do my part to make sure that we get there. So yeah, I think I have the good, I have the makings of a good partner for a poly situation, but it gotta make sense for me. I feel like I gotta create my own poly dynamic, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to actually do that at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later. I'll keep y'all posted on that. But yeah, going back to the Facebook status and why it kind of like, you know, again, rubbed me the wrong way. I think it rubbed me the wrong way because more often than not, I've seen men try to coerce and convince women that typically would not want to participate in something to participate in something, versus going to find women that are willing participants. I think it's problematic because that type of coercion is ingrained in our culture when it comes to the dynamics between men and women. And even with that, because it's like, okay, if I'm part of the lifestyle, why wouldn't I go to the lifestyle to look for a partner, right? But you got people that, oh, I'm in the lifestyle, but I'm going to go find somebody that's not in the lifestyle and try to convince them to participate in this shit, right? That's a problem. And I think we need to figure out how to get away from that, right? There are people that are willing participants in this community. There are a lot of people that are willing participants in the community, right? Just find someone that's down for what you're down for. You don't have to convince somebody. And then once you turn a good girl bad, now you... I can't believe you did this. Like, it's like, as a woman, sometimes it becomes a double-edged sword, because it's like, what do you want? What do you want from me? Like, when I was a good girl, you wanted me to be bad. Now I'm a bad girl, and you don't see me as a good girl no more. So I can't win from losing. But it's definitely fun being bad. So now I'm not going to stop doing this shit. You trying to get me to stop, and I don't want to stop, because this shit is lit. This shit is fun. We outside now. And... I think that's why men don't be wanting to find, like, they just be wanting to shield that part of themselves from the women that they deal with. So they might be in the lifestyle, but they might keep that hidden and under wraps from, like, someone who, you know, for example, if the woman is not in the lifestyle, they going to wife that woman, they going to marry that woman, they going to be with that woman. But they going to still do their lifestyle shit on the side, which... Is dishonest. Why would you even subject yourself to that? I don't want to live a life of dishonesty. I want to live a life where I'm being true honest and authentic to myself, because I don't want to cheat myself out of the life that I know I deserve and the life that I know I can have. Like, I want to live life to its full potential. And you can't live life to its full potential if you're lying. If you're lying about who you are sexually, if you're lying about your sex, you know, like, if you don't express yourself sexually to its full extent, you're just lying. And that's sad. That's sad. So I hope that, if this is resonating with you, if you feel like it might not be this topic in particular, you might not be someone that's like, oh, I think I'm secretly poly and I'm hiding it from somebody, but it might be some sexual desire that you are keeping under wraps and you're lying to yourself, acting like, oh, I don't need to experience this, or no, I'm fine, it'll be okay. You are depriving yourself of a pleasure that could probably take your life to like the next level. And I probably sound like, you know, the little devil on your shoulder telling you to like, do it, do it, do it, do it. Right. But I still think that it's important to live out those experiences, because you're going to learn more about yourself. You're going to learn more about your sexual energy, your sexual capability. And, yeah, I feel like your pleasure is tied to a happy life. Like, it's a reason that you could tell when people ain't been having sex. Like, they be mad and miserable. So I don't want y'all to be mad and miserable out here. I want y'all to be honest. I want y'all to embrace your sexuality. I want you to, yeah, just be real. Just be real with yourself, right? So as long as you're honest with yourself, you'll find your people. It don't matter if it's in a lifestyle group, if it's at church, if it's at the DMV, if it's at school. It don't matter. It don't matter. Just being yourself and being honest in all of what that means for you. So that's all I have for this episode. Just a quick little, you know, monologue, my thoughts on that, because like I said, it triggered your girl a little bit and I ain't like that shit. So I do want to keep you guys posted in terms of like what is going on with Provocative. Provocative does have 2 new sponsors. You can get 20% off your sex toy purchase by going to Poppy Secret Treasures and entering the code Provocative for 20% off. There are vibrators, there are anal toys, there are candles, restraints. Go crazy, go crazy. Go on the website. I got some toys that I got a whole bag of toys, and I'm going through the toys. So I'm going to drop an episode where I talk about all of the different toys that I have from Poppy Secret Treasure. But I'm waiting until I get this whole other bag of more toys so I can do one big crazy episode about that, because I know y'all want to know what toys I like, which ones I don't like, why not. So you can expect to hear more about that. Also, another sponsor this episode is brought to you by Haru. And Haru is a sex serum company. They have a lot of CBD products that will enhance your sexual experiences. If you guys want to try their massage oil, you can click the link below. If you use the code Jody, you can get 10% off your purchase. The code is the link to the website is below. They also have a sex serum CBD oil called Thrill, which I'm going to use during fellatio. I'ma let y'all know how that goes. I'm kind of excited about that one as well. Also, you can catch me in Philly on March 1st at Pod Nation. So what is Pod Nation? Pod Nation is where All your favorite podcasters are going to gather under one roof. I'll be taking the stage, your girl, Jody Provocative. And yeah, it's going to be a really dope podcast festival. March 1st in Philly. Grab your tickets. It's going to be at the World Cafe Live. You can get those tickets below as well. I will link that. And yeah. That's all I got for y'all. As always, make sure you are leaving reviews. I love reviews. I love to read reviews. Y'all be DMing me talking about how much y'all love Provocative. That's cool and all, but that does nothing for me. I'm just going to be honest. The best place for you to provide that feedback is in the podcast app. So if you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure you scroll all the way to the bottom and you leave a review. You rate the show. If you are on Spotify, you can rate the show as well. iHeartRadio, wherever you listen, you should be able to rate the show. And yeah, that's all I got for y'all. If you absolutely love this episode, please share it with somebody. And yeah, that's all I got for y'all. I'm out.
Before you go, I want to remind you to embrace your inner hoe. Thank you for tuning into Provocative. And don't forget to follow us on all streaming platforms. Happy hoeing. P-R-H-O-E. D-O-C-A-T-I-V-E. Spell with the word hoe, because deep down, we all got some hoe in us. And this is your safe space to be unapologetically provocative.
Oh, is my ground too masculine?
You put the nigga in missionary and yeah. The no. What the fuck?